here. I'm your host, Leslie Randolph. I'm a self-confidence coach for teenage girls and the self-confidence coach you wish you had as a teen. Honestly, I'm the self-confidence coach I wish I had as a teen because I know I could have saved myself and my mother a whole lot of heartache if I'd only known then what I know now. I hope to save you some of that suffering by sharing the lessons I learned late in life right here on Why Didn't They Tell Us. Welcome to the show. Hey, hey, happy people. Welcome back to Why Didn't They Tell Us. Y'all, I gotta be honest with you. I have been greedy with your time this year. I don't know if you've noticed, but since the beginning of the year, I have not had a single guest on the show. You've only had me. But today, today I wanted to tackle a topic that, truth be told, I know very little about, so I had to bring in reinforcements. And in my opinion, I have brought in the best of the best. So today we're talking about current beauty culture, the beauty culture that has our teens and tweens lining up at Sephora for the must-have brands and the latest and greatest in skincare that puts my Pond's Cold Cream and Wet n Wild lip gloss to shame. And we're also going to talk about how we as adults are also impacted by the current beauty culture, both now as bystanders watching our daughters and as women who, if you're anything like me, are at an age and stage where your face and your body are changing. And sometimes that has me looking in the mirror thinking, what's happening here? So I brought in a voice that can help guide this conversation and give us tips and tools to navigate current beauty culture. Sandy is the founder and CEO of Beauty Flow, a holistic beauty and wellness brand that takes an inside approach to beauty. Sandy began her career in 2002 as the corporate Midwest regional trainer of education for MAC Cosmetics and Estee Lauder companies. In her 20 plus years in the beauty industry, she's worked at New York Fashion Week, and on many production sets, she has glammed the likes of Lady Gaga, Jared Leto, and the New York Housewives, just to name a few. As an experienced beauty expert, as well as a certified integrative nutrition health coach and mindset coach, all the things, Sandy helps women align their inner and outer worlds with daily wellness and beauty routines to optimize their vitality and beauty longevity. Ooh, that is a bio. Sandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. That was such a lovely intro, and I'm so honored to be on your podcast and talking with your community and sharing how to navigate beauty culture, because yes, it can be so triggering and at the same time so beautiful and fun, and how can we make it a good time for everyone? And so thank you for having me to share that.
I love how you said triggering, because Sandy and I have had many a conversation where I think I shared my triggers, and Sandy has brought the beauty to those conversations, which really led us to having this conversation with an audience, not just the two of us, because I think it's so important. And as women with breath in our bodies, you know, we are impacted by beauty. And as moms, we are also watching now our young girls be impacted by it. So we need to learn how to navigate it for ourselves and how to support our girls in doing so. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about you, like who you are, what you do, why you do it.
Yeah. So I grew up as a dancer. And in that world of dance, you're exposed to the theater and the ability to transform through makeup on stage. And so I had exposure to makeup at a very young age, but just through storytelling, which is so fun for young girls. And I think that that's part of why young girls are intrigued by makeup. And then I was the girl in high school doing makeup on all my friends for prom. And then I got this amazing job at MAC and grew my career there. And then I had a child in 2015, which was a girl, a daughter. And I started to see how beauty culture was impacting girls from not the most ethical best place. I was sitting on the other side of beauty culture, working for major brands, trying to see how we can market just to people in general, but how that trickles down to young girls. And not only that, but I was also seeing how women were trying to heal internal conditions with external means, because beauty is such a source of control. And so in 2019, I left my job at the height of my corporate career to create Beauty Flow, which was a safe place for women to really understand the complexities of beauty, that it is more than just visual. It's also psychological. It's emotional. There's a physical component to it. There's even a spiritual component to it. And so I really wanted to show women the tactical steps on how they could elongate their beauty longevity, slow down the signs of aging, heal unfavorable skin conditions, feel beautiful in their skin, but really rooted from an inside out approach, because the outside in approach gets you just part of the way, but not all the way there. And so that's why I'm here. And I have two beautiful children, but one of them is a girl, the other one is a boy. So she is currently 10 years old. So this whole Sephora kids, tween skincare, like I am living it in real time.
You and me both. And yeah. And that was really, you know, the motivator to have you on the show. My daughter is 9. And if you look at my vanity versus hers, it's like, who's the grown up here? So that was really the motivation for the conversation. So let's start there. You know, I see this as like an obsession. Any time they turn on the TV, it's something about the drunk elephants of the world or the different must have brand. And I assume, like, and this probably what drove you a bit to create Beauty Flow, of what do you think is driving this? Am I forgetting? Was this part of our tween experience as well? Or is this new? Because it feels new to me.
Yeah, we're definitely amongst more of a digitally native generation. We were not. I mean, so one of the things that I've seen as a trend is TikTok has completely inspired and motivated this young generation in their buying habits and in their spending habits. But when it comes to beauty culture, they have millennial moms about, technically, right? Like, okay, maybe a little bit of Gen X, but mostly millennial moms. And millennials have grown up with technology, and we have gotten our information through social media. And we've also become a little beauty obsessed ourselves, because we have this exposure to social media. So they're getting a little bit of that passed down from their millennial moms, especially some of these brands that are creating more tween centric skincare brands. It usually came from somebody who had a daughter who's like, I want to be able to gift my daughter with this beauty routine, things like that. So this is kind of part why we're starting to see this resurgence in tween skincare, but it is definitely TikTok and millennial moms passing down behaviors.
Totally. And I appreciate that, because yeah, my education in beauty was what was on the cover of InStyle or Us Weekly, mm-hmm. or Cosmo or
Teen and Seventeen magazine, right?
Thank you, yeah, Seventeen, yeah. And Teen, right?
Totally.
Like, that only got me when I was in line at the grocery store with my mom, or it wasn't something that was omnipresent. Whereas currently with this digital landscape, it is omnipresent.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, you used the word triggering. Is this problematic?
So for young girls, I think the thing that is problematic is the recklessness in buying just anything they see on TikTok that they find shiny, bright, and pretty, or something that they hear, you know, their friends buying just to be cool. Is it problematic from just learning how to take care of yourself and having fun with beauty and learning how to try on different identities to find your own? Not necessarily. There's a safe way to navigate beauty culture and a safe way to navigate beauty products at this young teen tween age. In my professional opinion, I think it's a less is more approach. And a lot of what we're seeing on social media is problematic, because what they're trying to do is market to young girls who have no idea what they're buying. And sometimes the moms might not be savvy enough to understand what's in these products and how it can actually create more harm than good to this, to young skin from a biological perspective. But I don't think we should judge girls or judge ourselves for wanting to play with beauty, because it's a primal quality of women to have, to want to be desirable and pretty. And even at a young age, we're starting to see that a little bit younger. Now, there's a whole different layer of conversation to that. But all in all, I would say it's not that problematic if you can do it in a safe way, which I would love to share and help moms navigate, because I don't think the girls are savvy enough to understand what layers are involved.
Right. Yeah. And it might not even be the moms, because it might be the girls who are going by themselves to Sephora and saying, okay, well, this was what I saw and buying it. Mom might not even be there. Or if you're like me, because I am not versed in beauty culture. So I raise my hand. I am not savvy. But because I have, you know, you in my ear, how lucky am I? I now know things. So yeah, give us the don'ts. Like, what should our girls not be buying so that we are equipped to support them to make the best decisions of, you know, for this young skin?
Right. So I think one of the things to start with is first by understanding young skin, right? So young skin, children have 30% thinner skin than we do as adults. So let's just start there. And there's a process called the skin cell turnover process, where skin cells are turning over and renewing. And it is going at warp speed for children. This is why they look so flawless and amazing. And they have alien looking skin, like no pores, no nothing. And then that process begins to slow down as we age. And we start to see it slow down really in like the late 20s. And then you start to see it in the 30s. And then once you hit your 40s, you're like, oh, this is really slowing down. So a lot of the ingredients that are found in these Drunk Elephants and Glow Recipe brands that are really sought after by these young tweens, you'll see things like retinol or a BHA and an AHA, and they're just basically acids that really help to accelerate skin cell turnover. The thing that we're hearing from these girls is they're so concerned with anti-aging, which is kind of laughable because they're 10. But they're hearing these words and they're hearing retinol as this amazing ingredient, but they're great ingredients for when you're 29 and above. And then there's also vitamin C. So basically we're looking at different actives that are going to be in these skincare products, that what will happen, will they will then irritate and cause basically destruction to their skin barrier. And these are types of things that if we decimate the skin barrier at a young age, there could be irreversible, basically, consequences for that. But it will cause higher risk of reactions. And then what then will happen is then you're going to say, okay, well, we need skincare to fix this. So then you're going to go through another host of skincare and cause more havoc on the skin. Or you could say something like, well, let's go to a dermatologist because they're going to have to help you. A dermatologist may then prescribe an antibiotic, a steroid, which all also decimate young systems. And so if you can see how this is where the problems relate, like start, is when you get too complex with skincare and too many steps with young skin, especially since at this point in their life, they don't have a lot of trans epidermal water loss. So they don't need these advanced moisturizers because their skin is doing well. Then you're going to complicate their systems, and they're in a formative stage where it can't be compromised, because then you can never go back. They're really going to pay for it in their 20s. And then they're going to see a lifelong just journey of really just not favorable skin reactions. And, you know, think about what that's going to be like when they're older, right? So it sounds fun right now, but there are safe ways that we can go about this. You just have to really understand what is in the product. So the don'ts to me are, don't buy anything with fragrance. Don't buy anything that has retinol, any acids, anything that says that. Obviously, benzoyl peroxide has been a huge ingredient in the news right now because it's been linked to causing cancer. And so we want to make sure that there are just low toxic loads in the products as well for developing systems.
So helpful. And what really helped me too, because as I think about, like, it's easy for us to sit here and listen to this and be like, oh, well, then, you know, say no to these ingredients, but to really help our girls understand why. And I think you've given us such an education of like, because of where your skin is and what the long-term effects are. And it gives a window to, but what else can we do? Because mm-hmm. if we even look at your story of like, makeup was this form of self-expression. It was where, and you said like, I got to play with identities when I was on a stage. And we don't want to take that away from the girls, but we also don't want it to be this playfulness to have long-term detrimental effects. So to be able mm-hmm. to say like, instead of this, do this instead.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so here's what I would say in kind of a do. Hold off as long as you can. That's your first do. That's the best thing you can do, because we have to remember human skin has been around a lot longer than skincare has. And skincare has a lot of technological advances that really help us elongate that skin longevity. But we have to remember, when it's formative years in these young skin, like, they don't need anything. If really all they need is a little bit of water to wash their face, maybe some moisturizer and SPF. Like, that's really what they need. But if they really want a cleanser, because sometimes, you know, if they're playing sports and it's the summertime, or if they're wearing makeup, you can use a gentle cleanser that's non-foaming, fragrant-free, that has the least amount of ingredients as humanly possible. That is fine. Those are the do's. But when it comes to self-expression and makeup, I think this is the thing where it's up to every mom to make that decision for themselves, because like, it's so fun to play with makeup. Like, when I was little, I looked at makeup as like just art on a three-dimensional surface. And the truth be told is, I'm a makeup artist still, and I still look at it as art on a three-dimensional surface. And there's so many textures and mediums and brush strokes. There's a whole technique to it. So it is artistic, especially if you have creative girls. We can't judge that part of them. At the same time, there's layers to how we introduce it into the world and what that does from an emotional and mental perspective. Which we can go down that path too. But right now, when it comes to this skincare, I really think simplicity is the most important thing that you can share with your girls. Simplicity. Because a lot of these TikTok videos, like, these girls are doing like 15 steps. I don't even do 15 steps and I'm 42. Nope. You know, and I coach beauty, you know, and I'm just like, oh my God, like, what are we doing? You know? And so we really want to keep it to as little amount of steps as possible and as pure as possible. Once you might start to see girls, especially around puberty, that have acneic type skins, even more reason why we want to go gentle and not go to these like really crazy steps. You can consult with a doctor if you feel like you need to. But in my world, I've done a lot of studies behind the scenes, especially as a health coach, as to how your inner world plays a larger part in your beauty story than your outer world does. And so we're looking at balancing your inner world as a means to really help balancing unfavorable skin reactions, especially during puberty. And even for just any of your listeners who are premenopausal, same thing. Like, we are looking for you to balance internally. And sometimes we're not educated enough to know what that looks like. And to be honest and fair, the world is more and more leaning towards a place where we're not set up for success to balance our internal world. So that's why I really try to help really people understand that whole picture to beauty.
Well, totally. Because just to use the example that we already started with, there are a lot more TikTok videos about serums and skincare than there are about self-love and, you know, that inside out approach. And I think that speaks to, so we can go down that path a little bit, where I admittedly have been very judgmental. And I think it's because of my experience and my relationship with external beauty and what that did to me internally. Like, if I didn't think I looked a certain way, then I wasn't able at a young age to feel a certain way. And mm-hmm. through the work that I do, hearing so many young girls say like, I'm ugly. And in the work that I do, to be able to see that is a really slippery slope to, I'm not good enough. And when we mm-hmm. think about like the absence of self-confidence, that is it. And mm-hmm. so I think I've gone so far to that other spectrum, and the judgment that showed up in my relationship with my daughter and the skincare routine is like, I don't want her to think that that is her source of her worth, that mm-hmm. it shows up on her face. And without you know, the cognitive development that will only come with time. You know, she doesn't have those skills quite yet to tap into the inner worth and that knowing that, you know, what's out here does not reflect what's in there. And what's in there is you so beautifully teach your clients. That is where, that is the source of the beauty.
Right. Absolutely. That is the source. And one of the things that I always like to share with girls is that, you know, we place a lot of our identity in what we look like from a physical perspective, because that's what everyone else is doing, right? So there's a lot of that. And it's primarily built within us because I know that we're talking about young girls, but I'm going to just be like from a scientific perspective. We want to be able to, as females, attract mates. So in order to do that, we want to feel beautiful. We want to feel desired. We want to feel essentially loved. That's really what we're looking for. And so we can't judge that part of us because that is built in us as humans. And so it's okay to want that. And so a lot of times what happens is if we don't build an identity of who we are on the inside, we can really become disconnected from ourselves. And that's when self-doubt floods in and we start to question how we look. On another layer biologically is our brains are hardwired to spot the threats in life to keep us alive for survival. Okay. This is literally like how our brains are wired, right? We're always looking to spot the threats. What we are now coming up against in this current age of beauty culture and social media is we are now looking for all the threats on our face because then it affects how we are, our relationships and how we are with other people and how we feel loved. And you know what I mean? So like women want to, and girls want to be just like their tribe.
Totally.
And so they're looking for the threats of what's not going to make them feel part of something or a group, right? And so that's also kind of what we're up against. So one of the things that I love to share with my clients, and I tend to work with moms or, you know, women that are over 35. I'm not necessarily working with young girls, but it still applies, is that we have to go within and balance our inner worlds because our inner world is the backdrop and directs our outer world. And that goes for the mind. And it also goes for how we nourish our bodies and how we nourish ourselves. Because when you can really focus on that balance and really understand how to nourish yourself, that opens up this flood of magnetism where then you start to feel much better in your skin and you start to make things a little bit more about the people that you're around and servicing people. And that's where you start to feel more beautiful and confident.
100%. And it makes so much sense of like, yes, of course, we want to, that primal wanting to attract a mate. But certainly if we think, you know, younger, even younger, and then we will talk about our, you know, our contemporaries as well. That so much has to do with like, but if my friend has this product, to not have that product has to be on the outside. And so much about the skincare and the makeups that we're having right now are part of that desire and that human necessity for belonging and to be part of something.
Right.
One of the things that you said that really prompted me is I think one of the things we can do as moms, and I mean, we got to do our work. So Sandy's going to teach us how to do that as well, is to really, as we, you know, dole out our love to our girls and our compliments, is finding ways to not have it always be externally focused. And, mm-hmm. you know, while that is, of course, of such importance, because we're hearing it from everywhere, it's so important to be beautiful, is the messaging that we get. We know long-term that internal, so to give compliments that focus on internal characteristics that have nothing to do with physical appearance, so that we're building that up in their minds as well, and to offer them the opportunities to do the same, right? It's one thing if I say to you, like, you know, you've got so much energy, you know, your laugh makes me smile, things that are not physically based, to then give her the opportunity to say the same thing about her. Like, what do you love about you on the inside? These are opportunities for her to start seeing all the gifts and goodness that are within her versus mm-hmm. just what's on the outside.
100%. One of the things I always tell my clients is there's really nothing wrong with you or your body. There's just something wrong with where your focus is.
We're going to put that on a needlepoint pillow. Yes.
Put it on a t-shirt, right?
And it make, but that makes such sense too, right? If we are getting all this external messaging that where we should be focusing is right here on our external appearance, that is where we're going to focus all of our energy. But if we make the deliberate choice to focus on the inside and make that this beautiful, nourished landscape, that will impact what comes out on the outside.
Right. And so the secret here is balance.
Tell me more.
If you are completely focused on your external shell, it will rob focus away from your internal spirit, your internal world. And so it's about having a really healthy balance of really focusing on your internal world to express outwardly. And then you can play with the makeup and the skincare and have fun if you have that really solid foundational beauty within. And that's what I love to teach women is, what does foundational beauty mean? How do we get there? What does that look like? And for me, this is why I became a certified integrative nutrition health coach and a mindset coach, is because it's so directly related to your gut health, your microbiome health, but it's also related to how you nourish your mind, you nourish your spirit.
So tell us what that looks like.
So when I start working with a client, the very first thing that I really work with them on is, what's your why? What is your larger why? What impact do you wish to make on the world? Maybe you're not making it right now, but what would you like to do? Like, what does that look like? And oftentimes, creating a why that's bigger than yourself, that's of service of other people, helps to take that focus off of yourself and helps to bring that focus into other people. And I'll give you an example. I don't know about you, but when I can help somebody have a breakthrough and feeling better about themselves, that gives me more confidence than me putting on foundation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I'm giving back in service, whether it's through coaching or through volunteering or some way that I'm making the world a better place, that is a glow from within.
That is a glow from within because you have connection. That's all we're serving. That's all we really want at the end of the day. That's why we're playing this beauty game, is for connection. You know, so that's the very first place to start. And then it's about balancing or strengthening your emotional fitness and strengthening your emotional resiliency and creating nervous system regulation, because your gut and your mind and your skin, they're all on the same telephone line and they're all talking to one another. And when one is off balance, it calls the other one and is like, we're freaking out, guys, we're freaking out. And then they get the message and everyone freaks out. So it takes a full, three-dimensional approach. So you want to really strengthen your emotional fitness, really understand nervous system regulation so that you're not spiking cortisol in the body and adrenaline in the body, because that really does break down your essential vitamins, amino acids, everything you need to really help nourish skin, hair, nails.
So yeah. Tell us, what is one easy way that we can begin to regulate that emotional system? What is your favorite technique?
One of my foundational beauty tools that I use at Beauty Flow is meditation. It is the number one, it's the most effective intervention I have experience with in helping break down that barrier in the women that I work with. And so in every session that I do one-on-one, I teach them how to meditate and how to regulate their nervous system through breath work and meditation and quieting the mind. That's really what girls need right now, is they need to quiet their mind and they need to move into their higher mind. So I teach them how to go from, you know, a lot of our thinking is like happens right behind the eyes and in between the ear, you know, right here in that head. And if you go right in the middle, that's a lot where the thinking is. But I teach them how to bring the thinking a little bit higher up into the crown of the head, because that's where your higher mind is. So if you practice thinking thoughts from this part of the head, then you start to think about life and you start the lens in which you view life changes, and it quiets the mind and you have more peace and serenity here. So that's one practical tool that I teach people.
Amazing.
I will tell you, even from like a beauty perspective, okay, you're going to love this. And everyone if you are into well aging and skin longevity, raise your hand and get ready, because you're going to love this. Meditation has physically been shown to increase moisture content in the skin because it relaxes the nervous system. And so your body can regenerate and rejuvenate. But also there's something called telomeres, which are these DNA or chromosome caps that are at the end of your, they're caps at the end of your chromosomes that shorten as you age. But meditation has been known and has been found to elongate those telomeres, which then reverses the biological clock of aging. So you basically turn into Benjamin Button. Right?
I'm sure there's plenty of us that are like, sign me up for that.
Sign me up for that. And it also, when experienced meditators have brain scans, their brains are oftentimes about 5 years younger on a DNA scale than their actual age. So their chronological age has got to be something, but their like biological age is probably about 10 years younger. So when your brain is younger and it's really working and firing off, you're just a happier person. So that's why a foundational tool is meditation for what I teach. And then you go into the nutrition and you go into lifestyle. So nutrition, I really, really am a firm believer in microbiome health and supporting the microbiome. So when I coach women on how to, and this also goes for kids, because I have children too. So I also like to teach them about microbiome because it is the control center for how your body operates and mitochondria and happy skin cells and skin cell synthesis. Your microbiome health has got to be number one. So I teach them what are the foods that are going to support the microbiome and what are the foods that are probably going to weaken it. And so we give that really clear identification. But that's just part of it. There's also the lifestyle. Like if you are not happy in your relationships, I'm not going to be able to get you eat the broccoli to foster the microbiome. If you're not happy in your career, or in your day-to-day life, then it's really hard to really balance that. And I know for teenagers right now, this is the part where I think it's the most tender. And that's why as moms and as coaches, we can offer this support on how to navigate this part of life where they're navigating their relationships well, their school life well, they're getting physical activity, you know, they're getting into, they're having connections that are really rich and really warm. Like these are the things that also contribute to how you age and your beauty and how you view yourself and how you can really master foundational beauty. And so what we're really seeking is compassion for ourselves and building a deep relationship with ourselves, because you're a confidence coach. You know this, like the relationship that you have with yourself is a relationship. Like you and yourself are almost two different consciousness coming together and learning to love one another. And a lot of times I find in my industry, I can't speak for your industry, but a lot of my clients don't have a good example of a woman in their life that has had time or permission to develop that relationship with themselves. A lot of our moms were kind of martyrs and really like sacrificed themselves for the family and really just, you know, didn't take care of themselves in a way that they really could have gifted themselves. And so we're a generation right now as Gen X's and millennials. We're the first generations that are like, oh, no. We need balance, because if we get balanced, then we can really give more to our kids and the people that we love. And that's the one thing that we can share is like what you're really doing. Beauty is more than just crafting the body that you desire. It's really crafting a deep relationship with yourself. And when you can get to that place, you just have so much more compassion for you and you overlook some of those threats on your face and your flaws, because at the end of the day, you love yourself so much that you can move on and move past that. Just like you, like how you view your daughter. She's so beautiful to you. You love her so much. Imagine loving yourself as much as you love your daughter. What? What if we could teach that to our kids? What if we could teach them to heal themselves versus cover themselves up? Like, what? Like, and it's possible. Little one by one, we can all do it. It's a movement. We have to do it together, though, as women. Like, we have to collectively come together. And it just takes one person to start a beauty movement. And here we are. We'll do it together.
Yeah. Well, you're doing it. And I'm here for all of it. And I think also what I'm hearing is, too, you know, I always think of what moms can do to help their girls cultivate confidence. And the message that I'm getting is like, let's go first. Let's model what a beautiful relationship with self looks like. Let's model what it looks like. You know, I started the top of the show of I look in the mirror these days and I'm like, what's happening? But to also look in that mirror and be like, how lucky I am. Mm-hmm. How beautiful, how, you know, to celebrate self and to then model that for our girls inside and outside.
Mm-hmm. What we can do to model for our girls is also have awareness around our language. So how we speak about other women in front of our girls has a huge impact on them. How we speak about ourselves in front of our girls has a huge impact on them. They're listening, whether we like it or not. They are listening and they're seeing our actions. Like, I'm very aware, you know, I'm in the beauty industry and I love makeup. I'm a makeup artist. I teach this stuff. I'm aware that my daughter is watching me get ready in the morning every day and she's looking at me for the answers. Like, I'm aware of that. So because I'm hyper aware, I have to have a more, I would say the best is the most clear language with her about why I'm getting ready and what it does to me and how I feel about myself, even without makeup. Like, I love to have this clear and open dialogue and really be honest with her and share, like, you know what? Sometimes it's natural to look at yourself and be like, you know, I don't feel good today. And that's okay. But you don't have to always be in that mindset. Like, you can be very honest with them and have these open conversations. But at the end of the day, have that awareness of what is your language around them, but specifically, and this is the biggest part, is what you say about other people around them. Like, even the, like, if you're watching Housewives, I don't know, I don't watch that show, but if somebody is and you're like, oh my God, look at her lips, look at her hair, look at this, right? That is programming subconscious into your girl's mind. Like, I can't look like that. Or what if I do have a flaw? Someone is going to judge me. And so let's build awareness on how we judge other people. Because that's just fear speaking about how we feel about ourselves sometimes. And that's going to really help our girls too.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we are more deliberate with our language and clear about it, more mindful about how we talk about ourselves and how we talk about other people, what else can we do? Like, a greatest hits of what, if we are hoping to cultivate for ourselves beauty from the inside out, what should be on our to-do list? Obviously meditation. Mm-hmm. What should be on, you know, our minds, and what should be on our plate? Your favorites.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I like to say you got to nourish yourself on and off the plate. So nourishing yourself off the plate is number one. So the very first thing I would say is movement. You have to move. Even from just a beauty perspective, it brings oxygen to the skin. It detoxifies the body. Movement is the best thing that you can do for your mind, body, soul, and beauty. Okay. I am a big proponent. It depends on the age, but if you're a mom or older, strength training is your number one thing. That's going to be really good. Other than that, just any sort of movement, I'm happy with. Okay. The next thing is regulating your nervous system. Do whatever you can to understand what can regulate your nervous system. If you have to go for a walk in nature, go for a walk in nature. If you have to go take a bubble bath, go take a bubble bath. Whatever it is, regulate your nervous system. Three, you need connections. You need conscious relationships. We as women, we love to commune. So find moments and times to commune. Bring your daughters into your communing. I know they might not want to be with you right now because they're teenagers. They want to be with their friends, but support that. Foster that. Let them be with their friends or find novel experiences with your daughter to do something that is cool or fun, things like that. Okay.
Let her do your makeup. She'd love that.
She would love that. Like, if you, like, whatever, just connection is so huge. Okay. Nutrition or nourishment on the plate. Here's what you're going to do. Fiber, fat, proteins, and greens. Those are going to be your four main food groups, and you try to get as much of that in every meal as you possibly can. And there's various different fibers. I'm really talking about fibers that really come from plants. Not as much starchy fibers, but that's fine too. I'll take any fiber, but really plant fiber is really good. And offer your girls as much home-cooked meals as possible.
Oh, I feel very exposed right now.
Okay. And do your best. And for us moms, what you can do also is learn to bond with your kitchen. Your kitchen is a relationship. Your kitchen and food is a relationship. Learn to bond with that. Because the more that you can offer nourishment that's cooked from love and home, like that energy feeds your girls. It feeds you. It feeds your family. And so do your best. I'm not trying to shame anybody or judge anybody, but just do your best. And your best is going to look different every single day. And that's okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You just do your best, whatever your best is in the moment. And then from a skin health perspective, I will say this. It's going to be different from different generation, but you already heard my greatest hits for young girls. Like, keep it simple. Same goes for the moms. Keep it simple. Okay.
I feel like I'm back on track here. Here I'm winning. My kitchen and I might need to go to couples therapy, but simple skincare, I'm winning there.
Simple skincare. The only thing that gets more advanced or complex as we age is the serums that we're using. And so I would just say if you are over the age of 30, having a good vitamin C serum, a retinol serum, and a like an exfoliant serum, they don't all use at the same time. You change them out every night, but those are the serums that are really going to help foster good skin health. And then less is more with makeup as well. Always. Always. No matter what age you are.
I feel bad for people who are listening while driving, because like, you just gave us so much knowledge. Tune back in, rewind it, write it down, because now we know what to do on the plate, off the plate, in the heart, in the head. And I feel like I just got the roadmap to true beauty.
Yeah. You got the Cliff's Notes to it, the roadmap, right? And there's so much more to do to uncover your beauty blind spots. And that is definitely my goal, is to help women understand that so they can pass this on to future generations. And also for themselves to show up so that they can feel more successful if they're in their world and whatever it is that they're doing. But ultimately, I think the most profound part of what movement we can all do with one another is to help each other have more confidence. Because when women or girls don't have confidence, they want to hide. They don't want to show up. They don't want to share what's on their heart or what they're trying to do to make this world a better place. And I don't know about you, but I can see that this world right now needs women more than ever to heal, because a lot is going on out there. And if women are hiding because of the way that they feel that they look, I can't sleep well at night. That's my why. So, you know, I have to make this bigger than me. It's about us. We are a movement. We're going to do it together, little by little.
Sandy, thank you so much for everything today. I can't drop the mic, otherwise the show will have to end without us being able to tell people where to find you and what you have. You know, you gave us Cliff Stones. I know that the whole package is available through you. But if I could have dropped that mic right now, it would have been there. So please tell everyone where they can find you and how they can work with you.
Yeah. So I'm always going to be the most active on Instagram. So if you are on Instagram, come find me at Sandy Thinness. I also have a makeup page that shows my makeup artistry. It's at Sandy Thinness _MUA, but come find me online. SandyThinnessBeautyFlow.com is my website, where you're going to find even more information. You're going to find a lot of great key resources and articles of how you can really build foundational beauty and balance that with external beauty. And then if you are so interested in advancing your beauty intelligence from an internal and external perspective, I have a really wonderful program called the Beauty Flow Method. It's a 12-week program. And this is where we work one-on-one together. And in this program, you get my explicit education and inspiration and knowledge in coaching. I mean, I break it down in video modules and workbooks, and then we meet together every week and I coach you live, and I teach you how to meditate and guide you through a guided meditation. But the most fun thing that I have right now, if you just want to start, you want to dip your toe into my world or into foundational beauty, I have a brand new mini course called Awaken Beauty, and it's a beautiful way to awaken yourself from a foundational perspective and an external perspective and uncover your beauty blind spots. And so you can find that on my website, or you can go to Instagram, link in bio. You can buy it right there. That's probably the quickest place to go and get it right there. And it will be available for you. And in that, it's so great because I give you 4 hours of audio and video coaching and tutorials. I break down energy shifting beauty rituals, makeup, skincare, how to lay the groundwork for foundational beauty, the practices that you can entail with foundational beauty. I have grocery lists, playlists, guided meditations. Everything is there for you. So that's the best place to start is that mini course.
Yeah. So if you are just like so excited about the Cliff's Notes, go get the novella. Sandy, this was wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for the work that you do for leading this movement. I'm thankful for you. Future generations of girls, we're thankful for you.
I appreciate you too. You are a gem as well to the world. Thank you.
Back to you. My friends, till next time. Love what you hear? Well, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me at confidencecoachforgirls.com. That's confidencecoachforgirls.com. Or email me at lesliethelifecoach@gmail.com. That's lesliethelifecoach@gmail.com. Hope to hear from you.